Okay, boys, and today's daf is daf Kuf Zayin. We're starting a brand new perek. Zok the Mishnah Beis Shammai Omrim. The focus of our Mishnah is going to be on Hilchos Mi'un. Mi'un, as we've learned already many times, is talking about a very exceptional situation where you have a ketana whose father has passed away and therefore is no longer able to go marry off his daughter. Min HaTayra, she's just got to wait until she becomes a gedola. However, the Rabbanan said that because we don't want Chas Shalom that she should be knowing with her minag hefker, she has no father, she's a yesoima, she's going to dreizach in the gassin, which means she's just going to roam around in the streets. Chum empowered the mother or older brothers to go and marry her off, just like a father marries off a daughter, a ketana. However, because it's Rabbanan, the same Rabbanan said that if after a while she said, this is not a good husband, this is not a good situation, she does not have to wait for a get, she herself can, if you will, rebel and say, I'm out of here. Therefore, all she has to do is be mima'enes. Mima'enes means the word mima'enes or mi'un comes from the word mo'ein, which means to refuse. To refuse, to reject, exactly. A refusenik. A rejector.
So does this require a writing?
Oh, so now you really want to know everything about Hilchos Mi'un. So you're going to find in our machloket, in our Mishnah, five machloikis in between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. And as you'll see in Mi'at Hashem tomorrow, we're going to have another Mishnah and we're going to have more Gemara. There's going to be a lot to discuss.
So if this was something that was established by the Rabbanan, why would there be so many machlokot? Because something established by the Rabbanan is more or less close to the times that these people are having their... Meaning it didn't originate in Sinai generations ago, and over time God lost, or different people got different so why is there going to be such a big machlokas over something that was established relatively recently relative to the tradition going back to Moses at Sinai?
I am not a historian, but I would speculate that the answer is because this was not a frequent event. This is not something like Shemitah Shabbos or eating chazer, which everybody is familiar with because it happens Shabbos every week and chazer every day. However, the situation of a ketana who has lost her father and now we're trying to marry her off through the mother or through the older brothers is not a daily type of event. And so therefore, and assuming yes, in the good old days, people didn't know about gittin, people didn't know about divorces. Yes, of course, it existed from the times of the Torah. However, if you ask any of the earlier generation, for instance, my generation, in my class, have you ever heard of a child that had parents that were geget, there was a divorce?
It was virtually
unheard of. Today, unfortunately, in every mishpacha nebuch, you hear stories. This was not the case years ago. So, mi'un was also very rare. First of all, you have to have a ketana that was married by the mother. Now that they're married, now the ketana, before she gets to the age of 12, says, I refuse to be in this relationship. Most of the times, people, even if they didn't have a happy marriage, they just, you know,
sucked it up.
They just shouldered it and they just lived with it, figuring that it'll work out one way or the other.
Do we know when the concept of mi'un was, by whom and when, or we don't?
I don't know, but I'm sure there are historians that know these things. Anyway, so we're going to have a machlokes on five separate aspects of mi'un. There is a very, very rare case that you can have a ketana who has a father, but nevertheless her father has lost the right to go and marry off this daughter. The Torah itself gives the right to a father. It says, "Es biti nosati l'ish hazeh." A father's right to marry off his daughter. However, a father can lose that right. How does he lose that right? If he already married her off once, and that's already conditioned your eyes, sir. And the only way to end that marriage would be with a divorce, because the husband passes away. Let's assume that there was a divorce. From that point on, the father can no longer marry off the daughter because he already failed once, so to speak. He put her into a marriage that did not sustain because the husband gave a divorce. From that point on, he loses the right, but Chum said the mother or the older brothers have the right to marry her.
Does that also apply when he sells her to be an Amma after...
Amma Ivriya?
Yeah, after one... Like, he can't resell her?
I believe that's the case as well. We're going to have more about that in Mitzvah Hashem in Masechtas Kiddushin.
Yeah.
Anyway, beginning back to Aaron Mugmar now. Aaron Mishnah tells us five machlekes. First machlekes, Vishami Omrim, Ein Mamayin El Arusois. The only time you can have Mion is if the initial marriage of this young man with the Ketana, they only got to the betrothal stage, they didn't get to the consummation stage, then she can say, I want out of here. But once she's become a Nesua, she's already fully consummated marriage, she can no longer be Mimaedis. Why does Beishami hold that? Mietshim, as we see in the Gemara, there'll be four separate reasons given by the Amri Roim to explain the Shita of Beishami. No, it applies across the board, even if she had full-fledged Nisuan, if she says, I want out of here, she can leave. By the way, all that saying out of here has to take place before she's bas mitzvah. After she's bas mitzvah, if she decides then, it's already too late. It's got to be before bas mitzvah. Now, machlek is number two. You can only go and do meal against your husband. In other words, she's married to her husband, she's not happy, she wants out of here, she can be menaced. What happens if her husband died, Rachman al-Islam? She's still a ketana. She falls now liyibam to the brothers of her husband. And she does not want to marry those brothers, any of them. They're all cut from the same cloth. I want out of here. Says Beishami, it's already too late. You cannot go b'mayin against your yavam. You can go and get a chalitza, of course, from the yavam. Wherever, you cannot go and be menace. Whether she can get a chalitza now or she has to wait until she becomes a gdoila, that will depend on the machlokes that we had in the previous parak, whether chalitza is dafka by a gdoila or even by a ketana. No, you can go and refuse. She can go and say, I don't want to stick around here. Sigh at the baal stage and sigh even if her husband passed away. And the yavam is alive, she could say, I don't want either this yavam or any of the yavamim. We'll learn more about that in the Gemara Mi'at Hashem shortly. So that's Machlekes number two. Machlekes number three, Beishama Omen Befanav, or Beisil Omen Befanav, Shalai Befanav. When she declares, I don't want to stay anymore together with my husband, according to Beishamai, it's got to be he is present, so he hears it. Beisil says, no, he doesn't have to be present at all. She can go and say it in another room, another house, another street, another city, wherever she wants. She can be menace.
So she then you would use a shiliach to go tell her husband, I've decided I reject.
She doesn't have to say anything to the husband. She just leaves, and if the husband afterwards says, hey, what happened to you? She'll say, I was mima'enes. How do I know? Is that true? So the answer is, Beishami om bebezin has to take place in front of a bezin, or Beisil om bebezin and shalom bebezin. According to Beishami, it's got to be in front of three rabbis. So if he wants to have any proof that she's mima'enes, go and ask the rabbis. They're there. Go and ask them what they say. You don't even need a bezin. We can have a machloikis in the Yomid Beis. What does Beis Hillel really hold? Does he hold you don't need a bezin at all? Or does he hold you need a bezin, but not a bezin of mumchim, even a bezin of het yoytais? We'll see in Mech Hashem on the Yomid Beis. So now we've gone through four separate machloikisim, Arusa and Nesua, Baal Ubiyavam, Befanav Shaloi Befanav, Bezim Mishloim. Now we have Machlokes number five, and here we don't start with Beis Shammai, we start with Beis Hillel. Omen on Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai, Mimeenes v'Ketana Atzim L'Tal V'Heipa Omen. Beis Hillel says Beis Shammai, it's theoretically possible that you could have a Ketana being the mine four or five times. In other words, once again, she was married off, let's say, by the mother or the older brothers at the age of eight. At the end of a half a year, she said, this is not for me. I can't possibly go on with this guy. She makes a declaration, I'm out of here. She's Mimeenes. And then 3 months later, Baruch Hashem, she finds another Shidduch. And she marries that young man, again under the auspices of her mother or her older brother. And that Shidduch also doesn't last for more than a few months. And then she says, I want out of here. And she can go marry a third time, and a fourth time, and a fifth time. This could happen numerous times until the age of Bas Mitzvah. Amar Rabbi Shammai, nah. You can't go and play around with this as if they happen to be, you know, you buy a ball, you sell a ball, you play with a ball. You know, this is serious stuff. You can only do it once, you can't do more than that. If in fact she's not happy with her first marriage, she can be against that first husband, and then she's got to wait to get married Ad Shetazgul until she gets older, she becomes like Dorla, and then she can go marry Mitaraisa, because then she's already a Nara or a Boygeres. Yes, sir.
With Miyam, there's no sort of shtar involved?
Only shtar that's involved is a receipt that we give her, or the Bezin gives her, certifying that she is a Miyam and that she is no longer married. But to accomplish the Miyam, it's all about that. You don't need a Ksav, you only need a Ksav. Afterwards, if she wants to remarry, a rabbi will say, well, somebody told me that you were married to Yanko Barrett. That's true. But I had him, we did Miyam. How did you do Miyam? From the whom? When was this? When were you? Etc. So then you have to have your certificate from the Bezin certifying that you are not a divorcee, but a Mimenez. And she's Mimenez, she waits until Tagba until she gets older. And then, Utimoein, Ritinose. And then she's a Mimenez once again, and then she can go and get married. And Rashi already points out now, but the Gemara is going to ask on the Amid base, wasn't she already Mima Enes once? And in fact, once she becomes a Gdoda, she no longer can be Mima Enes anyway. It's only until Bat Mitzvah. So what's this whole Indian of Utamoin once again? That you will see in the Gemara shortly.
Sorry.
Yes,
A young woman or girl that underwent Mia,
yes.
Does that make her no longer Mutar to a Kohen or...
To my knowledge, she's Mutaris to Kohen. Zorkimor, Amar Vira Mishmur, my time of the Beis Shammai. Now we're going on the first Machlekes. The first Machlekes was Beis Shammai said only an Arusa, not a Nisur. And the Gemara has four approaches as to what the Svara is of Beis Shammai. Amar Vira Mishmur, my time of the Beis Shammai, the Fisha ain't Tanai bin Nisuin. Because there's no such thing as a Tanai when it comes to Nisuin. What does it mean, Tanai bin Nisuin? Now, we're not suggesting that this is a case of Tanai bin Nisuin. We're just making a Gzeira. Why is there no Tanai bin Nisuin? So Rashi explained, you could have a Tanai b'kiddushin. At the time of the betrothal, he goes and gives her a ring, hariat mekudeshesli, like we have nowadays at the marriage ceremony, but split it up between the Eris and Nisuin, no chuppah, Nisuin until later on. So only going through the Eris. At the time of the Eris, the husband says to the wife, the chosin says to the kala, the young man says to the young lady, I'd like to go and take you as my wife, but only on one condition. That condition is that within 1 week you have to pay me $500. That was a good... Is that a nice guy? No, but that's the story. It doesn't have to be that. You could say, on the condition you climb up the top of Mount Everest. The point is, he added a condition, a stipulation to the matter.
Is this, I'm sorry, during Kedushin, Hare Ad Mekudeshet Al Tanai,
Perfect. You said it very well. So now, the question is, does such a Tanai help? Yes, unfortunately, that Tanai is effective. It's no different than a Tanai that you have in a case of a sale of a property, or a sale, or a loan, or whatever. You know, you have a stipulation, you have a condition, you have to meet the condition. If you don't meet the condition, the thing is...
But during Kiddushin, doesn't he have to give her something?
Yes.
Aside from the Tanai?
He gives her a ring and says, out tonight that you go and afterwards give me $500. Or that tomorrow night you go and cook for me a delicious roast beef and give me a roast beef sandwich. Or that in 3 days from now, you're going to go and make a delicious cheesecake in honor of my birthday. Think of the wildest type of conditions that you can, all of which, however, have to be physically possible. If it's an impossibility, like saying that you have to jump from here to Mars, that is not a binding condition. But any condition which is reasonably feasible that a woman can do, then she has to do it if that's the condition. If she cannot meet that condition, then the condition is all over. And that's by condition by Eris. Says Rashi, if subsequently that Erisim is followed up by Nisuin, and she was not Mekayim the Tanai until this point, he didn't give her a time limitation, he said, or within a year. And they did Nisuin 6 months later. Says Rashi, a chule achle the Tanai, by the fact that he was willing to go and participate in the consummation of the marriage, the Bia. The Bia is considered to be something which is sentimentally very, very special. Now they've had that intimate relationship. So there, we assume that he was mochel tonight. Since we're assuming with mochel tonight, there's no tonight being assumed. That's the end of it. Zokti Yimara, if we're going to allow a Nesua, who is a katana, to go mendim ma'enes, most people are not familiar with Hilchos Mian or the concept of Mian because it's a rare type of situation. And not everybody learns the daf on a regular basis. And they didn't get to our mission, they didn't get to our gemara. And therefore they're going to say, hey, I heard that this young lady, you know, Miss Smith, she had been married for the last couple of years, and she left her husband without a get. Are you sure? Yes, I know. I spoke to all the Batei Dinim and Dan, all the rabbis. She did not have a get. Well, I know that she's an Erev Chaim, and she's wonderful. She comes to shul all the time. She davens, and she says Tillim and Tzedakah and all the rest. How could that be that she had a full-fledged, I know that it was an Issuin, yeah, everybody knows. And yet, what happened? She didn't have a get, and she's available, but she's sending out resumes to get married. What's going on? You know what? There must have been a Tanai in the Nisuin. Really? Tanai in Nisuin helps? I can't think of any other reason. So the Gemara says, that's the reason why Beis Shammai said, don't allow for a Mian post-Nisuin, because people will assume that what happened was there was a Tanai in Nisuin, and they'll say, oh, Tanai Nisuin works, and we know Tanai Nisuin does not work because the husband is Michael. And that's the reason why we had to go and put a stop and say, you can't even do a Mian post Nisuin. The E, Nisua Tamai, if you're going to allow a Nisua to mean the Mahanas, also the name of people who do not know will assume that what happened was that there was no Mian situation. They don't know that there was no father, or they thought they didn't know that she had previously been married and the father lost the right to go and marry off the child. They assume it's a regular marriage, like all marriages. What do people know? And they see that she's going away without a get. People say, there's only one possibility. There's no get over here, so there must have been a Tanai Nisuin. But that's not the case. Now the Gemara tells us that there are three definitions of Nisuin. The classic definition of Nisuin is a bia. But there's another one called Chuppah, even without the subsequent bia. And number three, there's Mesiras Ho'av L'Shluchei HaBaal. Baal, normally between Eris and Nisuin in the good old days, was up to a year. So shortly before the year ended, the Baal sends a telegram, he sends an email, a telex, he calls on the telephone. Okay, I'm ready to do Nisuin. I'm busy, I cannot come to your town. What I'd like to do is I'm going to send a bunch of Shluchim on beautiful horses. They're going to come and they're going to take your daughter, my shtickle wife, my betrothed wife, and bring it to my house, and we're going to consummate. The Gemara says that Mesiras Ho'av L'Shluchei HaBaal, handing over the daughter to those Shluchim, that's also a form of Nisuin. That being the case, ask the Gemara. I can understand that after there's already Bia, then he's Moichel on any pre-existing Tanai. But would you say the same thing applies to Chuppah? Nichlas L'Chuppah V'Nivola, my Ikle Meimer. After all, Beis Shammai said, Ein Memayin El Arusos, it sounds like any form of Nisuin, whether it's the Bia, whether it's the Chuppah, whether it's the Mesiras HaBaal, HaAv, L'Shluchei HaBaal, that in all three cases, you cannot do Mia. So I understand why the Bia, I understand. Great tomorrow, what about this little Chuppah, like Nibbala Mai, my Ikle Meimer? I see you have a question, Rabbi.
Yeah, what is the father doing if I think that Mian is already there?
It's a very good question. Let's hold on to that question 1 minute. I'll get back to it. Thank you. So the Gemara says, "Nichlas Chuppah V'Nivola Mai Ikel Meim." What are you going to talk about? Nichlas Chuppah V'Nivola. The Gemara says, "Ain't Tanai B'Chuppah." Just like we said, "Ain't Tanai B'Nisun." Ain't Tanai B'Chuppah. What's the reason for Chuppah? So as we'll see in the Gemara, another few lines, Chuppah is considered to be kind of the final step before Bia, and so therefore it's just like Ashikol Hachona to Bia. Once they go under the Chuppah, the husband is now says, okay, we're going to consummate in 5 minutes or in 5 hours or whenever that's going to take place. So we're already in the throes, if you will, of the Bia, so therefore he's ready Moichel on all pre-existing Tanai. I mean, if he wasn't going to be Moichel, he should have said in 1 second before he got onto the Chuppah, give me my $500, give me my cheesecake for my birthday, do it. The fact that he did not put that on the agenda on the wedding invitation, we're first going to see the fulfillment of the Tanai, he was Moichel. It's ain't tonight b'chuppah, just like we said, ain't tonight b'nisuin, ain't tonight b'chuppah. But Moser Avlish Luchia Baal Meikel Meimer. What about the third case that the father handed over the young lady to the Shluchia Baal? Now that's also called Nisuin. And nevertheless, according to Beis Shammai, Ein Memayin El Arusos, the Chayra that sending the girl with the Shluchia Baal, it might have taken them 500 miles in 3 days until they got from one town to the other. Might have been cross borders. So in Bazoi, why would Beit Shammai hold that even in such a case you cannot be Mimahanes? But you're right, Leipolig Rabbanim. The Rabbanim didn't make a... The word Leipolig Rabbanim means Chum didn't want to go and make distinctions between one case and the other. They just gave a blanket rule that the halacha is only Arusa, it's not Nesuah, even though, you're right, I'll be Svara by the Mesiris of the Shluchei Abal, we should allow for Miyun before they get to the Chuppah stage. But nevertheless, Leipolig. That's the... Let's just finish this one off. Beis Hill says, why is Beis Hill concerned about the ish ain't tonight b'nisuin, ain't tonight b'chuppah? May the yadin to nisuin k'tan adin rabbanan ninu. Don't think that everybody is as ignorant as you assume. There are lots of people out there that understand the concept of nisuin k'tan, that it's drabbanan if there's no father, etc. So you don't have to worry about that, that people will confuse that with tonight b'nisuin, ain't tonight b'nisuin. People are... Give people more credit than you are, than you're giving them. So that's the first reason given in the Gemara. Rabbi asked a minute ago that the Gemara says, what about the case of Masiris Av l'shluchi abal? Freitach Rabbi, tzach nishtuka av in our case. If there was an av, this would be kedushin d'araisa, this wouldn't be d'rabbanan. So Kasha, Rabbi asked, that is in fact asked by Rashi, and Rashi says that ein achanami, we don't really mean over here av. What we really mean is, what we're talking about is, generically, Hilchos Nisuin involve one of three ways. You can do Nisuin through Bia, you can do it through Chuppah, you can do it through Mesiris Av. In our case, we're not talking Mesiris Av, but doing Mesiris Ach. We're just using the expression because that's the way we normally refer to it throughout Shas. If you want to see the Rashi, the Fisha Ein Tanai, the Rashi starts in the middle of the Amud. I'm sorry, skip to the next Rashi. Mosara Av, which is also in the middle of the Amid, Mosara Av, Shluchi Abal, Meikam Meimer, Inam Yasa the Meimer, etc. Then skip down about five lines in the Rashi. In my Rashi, there's in fact a little pintala, a little dot after the word Dikidushin. Hai Mosara Av, Lav Davka. We're not talking about Av. Tila Mishkiba, Lavia Kidusha, and Navka Vemir, the Avza Kribe Kidushay, Bita, Vemir, and Elbi, Saima, Shikinshua, Ima Viachel. The Hachik Omar Moser Av Lishluchi Abal the Kamin of the Ksuvid Yisuin Yisuin Kavosah Hach Masrua Achim Lishluch and Avin Yisuin. We're talking about Ach. We're not talking about Av. So, Rabbi, thank you very much for bringing that to our attention. 100% right. Really means Moser Ach Lishluchi Abal. So that was reason number one because of the problem of Tanai Ben Yisuin. Now let's go to the next reason. Rabbi Yosef Damer Tavai Tam the Bisham the Fishein Odom Unsbi Loset Beilas Zenus. Because a person doesn't want to have his bia turn out to be retroactively a bia zanus. Meaning, it's one thing that they go through the ceremony that he gives her a ring. She puts it on her hand, on her finger, and she keeps it there for the next 6 months. And after that, she says, this is not working out, and gives the ring back. Okay, I can understand that. But if he's going to go and consummate the marriage with actually living with her, and then she's going to go and say, I'm not interested anymore, that means... L'chatchila, they were never married. She doesn't need a get. They were never married, so we were just living, quote-unquote, in sin for the last few months. And a person doesn't want to have that on his record, that he lived in sin with this young lady. It wasn't really in sin, but that's the kind of the appearance. People don't want that. So what's the problem, says Rashi? Problem is that the whole reason why we want to go and marry off this young lady after her father died, that she's not going to have to roam the streets and then chas v'shalom people will take advantage of her. We wanted to get married. Nobody's going to want to get married with her because they're going to say, who knows? In a year from now, she's going to say she's not interested and I've been living with her in sin for the last year. So you're not going to have a good takana if you're going to allow for this miyun process even by nisuin. So after you come to the sua, no such thing as going and being the man. Nechasol chuppah, lehnivela ma'ikalameim, same kashli Mara asked before. If she went to chuppah, then there's no problem of being oisibilos bilazanus because there was no bia. Mara lehnichalayt to have a chuppah di isura. Person doesn't want to go under a chuppah of isur, meaning that they went under the chuppah, there was no bia yet, and then afterwards she says, I refuse, I'm not interested. Since that chuppah was the last step before the bia, so then it'll sound like, oh, we are almost there into the bi'ilas nus type of situation. So this was just a leading up to a bilasnus, and then she pulls the cord and says, I'm not interested. I don't want to have that reputation. I don't want to have that on my record, that I went through a chuppah which was going to lead to an iser. It's not really leading to an iser. It was totally b'derech heter. But these kind of are sentimental, emotional feelings that people have, and therefore a man will say, you know, I'm not interested. Moser av l'shluchi abal, my yikulein, the same kasha. Before, didn't want to look like that the Chum didn't want to make a chilek in Hilchos Nisuin, therefore they said across the board, according to Beit Shammai, once in a Nisua, no further, you can no longer do any of it. What does Beis Hillel say? Beis Hillel says, I don't agree with this whole concept. King the Ikka Kedusha Beksuva, Li Oslo, maybe Los Milos, and those. After all, there was the formal initial Erisin ceremony, Mitarein, Mitaksuva. Not always with Iksuva, we'll mention, we'll learn in Sechtes Ksuvas, not all Arusois got Ksuvas. But nevertheless, there was a formality to it, and there were probably invitations sent out and all the rest. It wasn't as with the same grandeur as a Nisuin, but the Kedushin was also a major event. So if afterwards she pulls the plug and she says, I'm a menace, and it's not a bilisnus. As long as they were living together, it was under holy matrimony. And if she says no, okay, so now it ends over here and finished. The third approach to the Svar of Beis Shammai. Papa Amar, time of the Beis Shammai, Shem Peiri. What's my Peiri? There's something known as Nechse Maluk, which is the dowry that the wife brings into the marriage. That Nechse Maluk can only be exploited by the husband, that he gets the payers, he gets the income, only after Nisuin. As long as it's only Erisin, she keeps all of her properties, as well as all the income from the properties, it's all hers, nothing belongs to him. So now, says Beis Shammai, I'm afraid, you know what's going to happen? She's going to go and get married to a fellow who's going to be a little bit of a scoundrel. He doesn't really mean marriage, he means money. Can you imagine people get married for money? Hard to believe. But you even hear that nowadays from time to time.
So told me that if you marry for money, a geologist, it'll be the hardest money you ever earn.
Very well put. Anyway, so the person is marrying here for the payroll, meaning the income of the next Maluk. So, says the Gemara, what happens if you have a Ketana? Ketana, Baruch Hashem, has an estate from her father, and the dowry from the mother, from the brothers, and now she gets Nisuin with the husband. The husband says to himself, I heard that at any given point she can be Mema'enes and she can go and call this marriage off. So I was hoping to become a multimillionaire, but if this marriage is going to be called off in 6 months or in a year or 2 years, I'll be left with nothing. So he figures, this is the time to chap. Let me do whatever I can to chap around as many payers as possible. I'm going to be negligent vis-a-vis the field. I'm not going to put in any overhead type of capital improvements. I don't really care, because I'm afraid she'll pull the plug, close the light, whatever type of metaphor you like, very quickly.
Let me think. So in the soon all tonight, would that be looked as perhaps like a prenup?
You're going back to the first chat, Mark. You're now reading the third chat.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Sometimes things come to me in a lagged...
It means even worse. Sometimes it takes even longer. But anyway, the point is, whether you want to call that a prenup or not, I don't think... I am not familiar with prenuptial agreements. However, I don't think a prenup has that possibility of just turning off the marriage and saying, after they've already had Eris and Nisuin, if this, that, or the other thing, then the marriage is over. You always have to have a get in when there are prenups. The prenups is only that if or when this marriage unfortunately terminates, that they should agree with a certain set of rules, and therefore they shouldn't go crazy and berserk. Like, unfortunately, you find couples nowadays.
Actually, we already say it's a prenup.
Period,
right?
Uh-huh. Okay, well, when we come on, we can ask.
There's also post-nup, no?
Yeah, okay, let's worry about those things on another day. We first have to understand Beis Shammai. So vis-a-vis Beis Shammai, we've already gone through two reasons. We're on to reason number three, where a Papa says, the reason why Beis Shammai says, don't allow for Miyun post-Nisuin, because we don't want the husband to take advantage of the situation by going and trying to chap as much payers as possible and being negligent vis-a-vis the maintenance of the original property. So Kimara, also, first time the Shammai Shepeiri, time the Beis Hillel Shepeiri. Beis Hillel also Shepeiri. Again, Tam the bishami mishum paid the amris nesua to mine. If you can allow it, this would be ma'enes. Shomet v'ochel v'hu mina. He, the chosin, the husband, is going to be shomet. Shomet means he's going to grab and eat as much as he can from this property. The soif soif l'meifik kind of, because he knows that there's a good chance he's not going to hold on to this property forever. So let him milk it and let him try to get whatever he can as long as they're married. So therefore, Mishami was concerned about that. He says, you know what? Don't allow for me impose nisuin. So he won't have any incentive to grab and grab and grab, because he'll hold, he'll make the nisuin. Netshim will live together for the next 120 years. Obeisil, andra, the punk forget, keep the amrith to mine, is buche majbuch lehu. This is a punk forget, this far. Just the opposite. That because he knows that she has the right to manners, this will incentivize him to go and improve the property as much as possible. Sovar, because he says to himself, the Eloi, if I'm not going to improve the property, if it's going to look like I'm milking the property, her kroivim, her relatives, are going to give her an etza, and they're going to say, you see what a lousy husband you married? He doesn't even know how to keep up the normal maintenance of this property. Every day it's declining. He's not putting in fertilizer. He's not doing pruning. He's not doing plowing. He doesn't know what he's doing. Bima me'enes, mafkilamine, and they're going to go and say, send him away as soon as possible. So therefore, that's why Beisil says, we do allow for miyun after nisuin, because that will act as an incentivizer that he should do the best he can with respect to the property to go and show his true colors, that he is a businessman, he knows how to handle wealth, how to handle properties, and therefore this is a good guy to stay married. So that was machloikis number three, or the third approach to understand Beishami Beisil. And finally we have Rava. Rava Amar Haritam Beishami Fishein Odom Terech Besuda O Mafsida. Apparently the Nisuin was much more of an elaborate affair than the Erisin, and therefore a person goes and sends out the wedding invitations, and he hires the musicians, and they go and get who knows how many invitations are sent out, and on the seating cards, and photographer, and all the things that you have nowadays, all the expenses, probably not as expensive as today, but a suda costs a lot of money. So he's going to go and do a full-fledged nisuin, and 3 days later she's going to say, I'm not interested. Yeah, I threw $100,000 down out the window into the trash bin. So person doesn't want something like that, so we won't allow for miyun post nisun. Obeisil, trevaya nichaluhu. No, it's just the opposite. Both of them are happy, particularly she is happy, because we know the Gemara says, Yois misha ish roitza lisa isha roitza lina, say? And tav lemesim tandum lemesim aramala. Both of them want people to know, ki lelefik amai, you call it the ishas, because it's throughout the community. Being single is not looked upon with great favor. People want to, he's established, he's a home, a wife, so both of them are happy to go and go through nisuin, at least initially. Yes, there's always the risk that afterwards she's going to have a bad night, a bad dream, a nightmare, and she's going to go, and probably the husband feels that this is a small risk, and even if it does happen, at least people know that I'm capable of getting married, not like one of these singles that never gets married, doesn't know how to get married, doesn't know what to do, what to say, whatever. Baruch Hashem, I can. Unfortunately, things didn't work out. Okay, so we had four separate explanations, Machloikis Bisham Beisil, and now we go on to the next Machloikis in the Mishnah. The next Machloikis was the Gabi Bin Baal Veloy Biyovam, according to Beishamai. In other words, if the Baal has already passed away, you can no longer do Mion, you have to do Mion when the husband is still alive. While Beisil said, no, the Baal will be up. Even after the husband passed away, you can still go and be Memai. Instead of now focusing on Beishamai, we're now going to focus on Beisil. Poshim Pshat in our Mishnah, when it says that you can Memai against the Yavam, what's happening is you're being Memai from the very beginning. Meaning, since the whole marriage was a marriage, Dirabana, which allowed this escape hatch, allowed her to go and do Mion. Yeah, okay. We have now a Yavam. The husband has passed away. She can continue being Memayin against the original husband to let her out from this entire Zika situation. That's how you could normally learn. And in fact, that's the way Ula learns on the Amud Beis, as we'll see in another couple of minutes. But that's not how Reb Oishi learned. Rabbi Yishai learns that this mir that we're talking about is a very, very narrow mir. That is, Rabbi Yishai ma'enis l'ma'amoroi ve'enim ma'enis l'zikosai. Even after she falls the yibam, if and when she were to go and get maimer from her yavam, as we've learned many times in the Gemara Midrabban, the yavam used to go and give maimer, like, excuse me, kesef kedushin, prior to the ultimate yibam, the ultimate bia. Minatoyr is not required, but that's what the Chum did Midrabban. Okay. As ma'enis l'ma'amoroi, she can remain against that, and that will have the effect, just like a get lima amoroi, as we've learned before. If in fact a yovim gives maimer, he needs also now to give a get if they want to end that maimer. But they still need a chalitza to take away the original zika. All a get accomplishes is no concept of get min hatoira by a yovim and yavama. The same chacham that instituted this new idea of maimer, they also instituted you can go and sever the maimer and the maimer relationship with a get. However, that doesn't help vis-a-vis the original zikah min ha-Torah. For that, you still have to have a chalitza. And therefore, that's what Rabbi Yishai says. Even though Beis Hillel said you can mind against the yavam, you still need a chalitza. The zikah still remains. In the man is the zikah. Rav Chizkiya, my time with Rabbi Yishai. What's the svar of Rabbi Yishai? Maimer de midat matzia okra, zikah de baal korcha le matzia okra, says Rabbi Yishai. The maimer is done midat. In other words, it's done with her consent. You cannot go and force kesef kedushin on her. Granted, we had a machlokes about this earlier on in our mesechta, where the maimer is and regular erisin, where erisin, of course, you can't go and marry a woman against her will. Or do you say the maimer is like a prenup or a pre whatever for the yibam? Since yibam can be bal karach, this can also be bal karach. But Aaron Gemara is going with the Svara that Maimer is Midata, so therefore she has to consent, yes, I'll take the ring from my Yavam. So since her Das is involved in the creation of this Maimer, Matzi Akra, then she can go and pull the plug and say, okay, I agreed until now, and now I disagree, and stop the Maimer in its tracks, we won't go further. However, Zika de Bal Korcha, Zika happens min HaTorah against her will. Rashi says, unfortunately, her husband passed away. It's still a derivative of the original Kiddushei Rishon, and now she is stuck with the Zika. There's no way she can go and pull a plug on it. It didn't happen to her with her consent. It happened against her will. Zika the Baal Korach and Matziaka, therefore she cannot be Okeres the Zika. Frank Timar of Arabia the Baal Korach. What about the case of Yibam itself? Yibam itself is Baal Korach, said in the Pasuk, Yavam Yovi Aleh the Yibma, a filibal karcha, umatzi akra, and she can go and be oikeres. Remember, because we're still talking about a ktana, she's not a gedoyla yet. And since she's a ktana, just like we said, she can be ma'enis against her first husband, the Gemara assumes she can be ma'enis against her second husband, against the Yavam, if and when he did Yibam. See the top Rashi. Umatzi akra, shalei tzricha get lebiyosai. She will not need a get because she's still that same Tana. The Amri Beis Hill, mama enes be yavam dumi de baal. Just like she can go be ma'enis against her baal, even though full-fledged nisuan bia took place. Again, everything according to Beis Hillel. So then, even though this full-fledged yibam that took place, remember she's still a ketana. It's not a yibam diraisa. It's a yibam dirabanan. So you don't need a get for that, just like you don't need a get if she's ma'enis against her husband. She doesn't need a get if she's ma'enis against her yavam. Tell me the baal. Zukti Yomara, in that case, it was also baal korcha. So, your distinction between the case of the original maimar, because that's midaita, and the zika, which is baal korcha, bia is also baal korcha, and she can still be oiker. So why can't she be oiker the original zika? So you might have a different svar, similar but different. When you're talking about both of these are done al yidei b'nei oda. In other words, he and she, the two parties together, so she is involved, and he, together with she, created this relationship, so she can go and be oika the relationship. But zika d'rachmana ramallah, zika is minatayra. It's not because the yavim said yes or he said no, she says yes or no. So, Kadosh Baruch Hu said, once you got married the first time, the husband passes away, there's an automatic zika. That has nothing to do with her. That's, she has no say in the matter. Therefore, she cannot be oikeres the zika through me. So that's all according to Rav Hoshea. So according to Rav Hoshea, the right of Mion against the Yavam, as said by Beis Hillel in our Mishnah, is very restricted. It's only against the Maimer that the Yavam goes and gives her during the Yibam Shemeris Yibam period. However, you cannot be Mamayin against the Zika. As vis of the Zika, you still have to have Chalitza. As they Zog to Boishim, Ula Omar Menes Av Lezika, so she can even uproot the Zika through Mir, my time. Because the Suika Moika Akra, because it all goes the Mafreya. Meaning, just like when she was married to her original husband, she was able to go Mamayin at any time, even though Nebuch the husband passed away. But his marriage continues in the form of this very thin, transparent umbilical cord, which we call Zika, just like she can go and end the original Kiddushin and Nisuin. Remember, we're talking according to Beis Hillel. So she can also go and end the Nisui of the Zika of the Yavam, for the same reason, because it's just the continuation of that Nisuin, and it'll be Oikana Mafreya, the original husband. So Rabbi asked Ula, this is going back to the very beginning of our Masechta, back on Daf Beis. We said back on Daf Beis that the 15 Aroyos, where those 15 Aroyos are potter from Yibam, and not only them, but also Tzoros and Tzoros Tzoriseyin, and Tzoif Kol Olam, all the Tzoros for all generations. In not really generations, means numerous tzores, numerous marriages. Yeah, all of them are potter from participating in Yibum Mechalitza because it was an erva at the beginning of the line. However, what happens if there's a special situation about that erva? What were the special situations? So one of them was that she passed away before the husband passed away. So then the tzores fall to the, or it didn't have to pass away, what happens if she got a get? The point is that if she passed away, there wouldn't be a din of Yibam because there's nobody to into the Miyama. But if there was a get, for instance, and then after that he passed away, there wouldn't be a din of an erva to the second, to the brother, because she's no longer, that marriage already has ended, so therefore there would only be the tzara that would fall the Yibam, and not the wife. The wife had already, that is the original Ervas, is out of the picture. So the Mishnah gave another example, so Kabi an Islandist. Another example the Mishnah gives is a Koshi Yechoy Lamayin. If she was able to Me'enis, Veloy Mina, meaning you have over here a husband that had two wives. One of them was this Ketana Dirabanan wife, and one was a normal wife. And what happened? The husband passed away, and now they both fall to Yibam, to the brother. It turns out that the Ketana wife was and is an erva to the new husband. How can you have such a situation? Moshe will talk about a bito situation where you had two brothers and an uncle married the niece of the married his niece, and it had to be a case of Yisoyim B'chayu Av, that there's still an Av around, because if there's no Av, how could he go and be Miyabim? How could he even be talking about bito? So it has to be that the original marriage was because the father married her off, and that marriage didn't last, and then she was remarried through her mother or through an older brother. And now after that marriage, unfortunately, the husband passed away. That husband was the originally uncle, right? And now she falls to her father. Her father's still alive, and he's still quite bitter about the fact that he wasn't able to go and do a second marriage. His wife had to do the marriage. As always, Allah in the Torah. Anyway, there's obviously no din of Yibam here because it's a daughter and a father, and that's impossible. So you have a tzara. What do you do about the tzara? So the Mishnah says that if she would have been Mamayin at the time that she was married to the original uncle, and she says, oh, I can't take this uncle anymore, it's terrible, and she was Ma'enis, then fine, that marriage would end, and then there'd only be the remaining tzara, and then of course they would go and have a din of Yibam Chalitza if and when that husband never passed away, to be in the chalitza to the brother. Okay, that's all straightforward. But what happens if that original uncle, she was not me'enis against him? Maybe she intended to, maybe she didn't intend to. Well, me'mayin, she didn't. And then what happened was, Nebuchi passed away. Now she wants me'mayin, at least theoretically, or she's not happy with this young. Maybe she doesn't want to marry this young. So what does it say in the Mishnah? if you have over here the erva to the father together with a tzara, because she heard the mind like Mina, if she was able to be mine and she was not manas, so what happens now? If this marriage would have been a marriage min hatayra, meaning if she was a gedoyla or she was a ketana married off by the father, then she would be a full-fledged married woman, and then her husband passed away, clearly she would be parted from Yim v'chalitza, because she's an erva, and the tzara would be parted. Nothing to talk about. However, here the whole marriage was a derabbanan dikin marriage. Minatoyah, there was no marriage whatsoever. So theoretically, if the Rabbanan had not made their legislation, then the tzara would be on her own, and she can go and be misyaben, because there wouldn't be a tana on the scene, because there's no din of conditioned derabbanan, minatoyah. Ah, so then the tzarasa would be, have to do a yim as well. But because we have this derabbanan situation, so it's a yashtikul marriage, not yashtikul marriage, the tzara is yashtikul tzara, the tzara mit derabbanan, v'chaletz v'misyaben. Okay, that was the first mission. Says Rabba, I have a better answer from my Tmoin Hashad, Takrinu Nisui Kamoi, but this Yabim Tzarasa, I could find a case of allowing the Tzara to be Misyabim. What happens if, in fact, the other brother wants to be Miyabim the Tzara, but he's prevented from doing that because of Allah of Chalesu Misabemet? We should be able to go and tell the young lady who's the Ketana, be Mamayin now, and be Oikir the Kedushin Nisu and Kamoi, as if you were never ever married. Oh, they were never married? Okay, so there's only one woman, one wife. That one wife is a Tzara. If it's Yam Tzarasa, then the Tzara could have Yibam. Quite an excellent Eitzah and a Gavali Gakash. Everything more Tzara's Erev Ashani. By Tzara's Erev, there's a special reason we don't allow for that. Why? The 20 Rabbi Bari Cheskom Yana Bebaal Muteris the Oviv. The Yov Masur the Oviv. What's the situation over here? You have a situation over here of a normal, regular marriage. You have a father marrying off his son to a young lady. That young lady is Kalosoi, his daughter-in-law. What happens if the young lady that got married to his son was a Ketana, and she was a Ketana b'chaye, who was married off by the mother or the older brother? And what happened now? She was ma'enis against her own husband. And then subsequently, the original father-in-law says, you know, this is a lovely young lady. I'd be interested in marrying her. She's allowed to go and marry him. He's allowed to go and marry her. Because after all, there was no marriage over here. It was only derabanan. Says Rashi, it'll blike an anusa umafuta, that the son was living together with her, but there was no kiddushin involved. Yeah, it was originally kiddushin. Yeah, also them. According to Beis Yosef, there was even nisuin. But since she's menes, all that oikir the kiddushin l'mafreya, and therefore now the father-in-law, the former shver, can go and marry this young lady, his former kolosai. However, b'yavam, what happens if her baal passed away, and now she falls l'yibam, and now she wants to go in memayin against the yavam, and now return and marry the father-in-law? Says the Gemara, that's already Aser. Why is that Aser? Shas Nefila nearest Kikolosai, because the word out on the street is this is his daughter-in-law, and in fact the husband passed away, and now she wants to go and marry the father. That's Chas Hashem. You've been even this in the Torah. A Kolosai, a person not let it go and marry his Kolosai. Well, what's going on with him? And they don't know about all the facts and figures that was talking about a Ketana, and that the Ketana went and she was Ma'enes against the Baal. They just know that she was married with a Nisuin, and then Nebuchadnezzar, the husband, passed away a few months later, a couple of years later, whatever. And she's a Ketana, and now she goes back to the original Shver. That's a Shver Amais. Sal b'shas tefilin nirizke kolos, yachanam b'shas tefilin nirizke tzaras itoy. If you're Ma'enes when the husband was still alive, okay, there's a concept of Mi'ah. But after the husband passed away, to Ma'enes now, and then go and say that the Yavim should be able to go marry the Tzara, people, they don't understand it. They'll say, how can that be? Tzara's Bita. It's first Mishnah in the Sechses Yavamis. I never got past the first Mishnah. I was so befuddled and bemuddled with that Mishnah, I skipped Yavamis when I came to the Daf Yomi, and it went on to Ksubas. But at least they know that Allah of Tzara's Bita. So because it's nearest to Tzara's Bita, that being Nechshash, that's why they said, don't allow for this Miyun by an Erva against the other. So we've ended the kasha of Rav. put two dots, and now we start on a brand new machloikis. It's a three-way machloikis, as we'll see. Rav and Shmuel and Rav Asi. Omer Rav, Miano bezeh asura lezeh. What happens at the time of Mian? Now, the Mian, there is no prescription in the Torah of how a woman has to be ma'anas, because it doesn't exist menatayim. It's all drabanan. And drabanan, she could go be ma'anas by saying, I don't, we're talking about Mian after the husband passed away. After the husband passed away, she could say, I'm being ma'anas against my original husband. Or she could say, I'm just out of here, I can't stand the yavam. She could say, I didn't like my husband, I don't like the yavam. There, any type of way she can go and be madness. So says Omer Rav, Miyana Bezeh, what happens if she directs her miyun against one yavam in particular? There happen to be three surviving brothers. One brother never passed away, the three surviving brothers. And she says to brother number one, maybe he's the Bechor, she says, you, I certainly don't want to get married to you. I reject you. I'm in mind you. And she forms a bezin of 101 sekanim. They should all see Shem Enes against that one. Now the question is, what about all the other brothers? Can she go and marry the other brother? I was only a menace against Reuven, not against Shimon, not against Levi, not against you. What's the deal? So that's going to be, again, a three-way machloikis. Rav said, Miyana Bezeh. Not only is she now not going to have Yibam V'chalitza from the first brother, but Asura L'zeh. She's going to be ushered to all the others as well. She can't do... I'm sorry?
Across the board.
Across the board. Meaning to have a Balas Get. Just like a Balas Get. What means a Balas Get? If there is a get which is given, again, a get midrabanan, given by a yavam to the yavama, Balas Get, lav, kimid itzra lo, l'chad, itzra lo, l'kulu, just like she becomes ushered to one, she now becomes ushered across the board to all the other brothers. The same thing, it has the same effect. That mion against one is if she got a get from one. We have the because the whole mion, the whole get here by a yivama is derabanan. But the derabanan said, and this goes across the board, all the brothers. It's only against this particular brother, not against all the other yavams. Vleidami the balasiget. Balasiget who the ka'ovid ba. There the balasiget, he is the one that handed over the get to her. Achahika of the bay. Here she is the one that's refusing him. And what did she say to that particular yavam? To Amra, lo yira'ina bach, v'loy tzavina bach. Ich daftanish. I don't have any rotzing to marry you. I have no desire to marry you. I want out. Vis-a-vis the other brothers I can live with, but you, holy the Mr. I don't want to get even close to you. I don't want to marry you, but I'm happy to marry any of the other yavams. So Rav says automatically the menace against one, it's across the board. Shmuel says, no, you can be selective and say, I don't want this one, but I'm happy to marry the others. Rav Asi Omer Mina Bezeh Muteres Afilu Loi. If she mine against one particular brother, not only doesn't that prohibit her from marrying the other brothers, it doesn't even prohibit her from marrying this brother. Then why doesn't it prohibit her from marrying this brother? Because the mion is effective, and we're going according to L'choira, according to what the Gemara said. We're going to soon talk about Aboishia and Ula in a moment. But in the meantime, Rav Asi is saying that the mion that she did against one did not accomplish anything, and she's mutter to go and marry across the board any of the brothers, including the one that she was mamenis. Maybe this is going according to the Boishia that we had in the Amid Aleph. What did the Boishia say in the Amid Aleph? That Mion doesn't take away the Zika. It can only take away the Maimer. Let's assume over here there was no Maimer, so we don't have to get stuck on these types of details. There was no Maimer, there was just Zika. And then she points to one particular Yavam, says, I don't want to get married to you. Says, Aboishia, you can stand on your head, you don't want to get married. You can only do Mion as long as the original husband is alive. Once the husband is dead, then Mion against one brother, all brothers, the original husband, anybody, the whole world, all of that is meaningless. Can't be my mind against your Zika. In other words, the Zika is Menafayra, and you're stuck with it. You can't be my mind. Zogdimar, no, you don't have to go and say that Rav Asi holds like Rav Asi. It could be that he even holds like Ula at the top of the Yomid. The Ula says Me'enes af lezikosai. No, if she's Me'en against lezikosai and she's Me'en against brother number one, okay, is the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel, does that help for the other brother? But at least the first brother it should help in Me'en lezikosai. So to Bechad Yovam Hachanami de Matzi Okra. If there was only one Yovam on the scene, absolutely, she could be Oiker the entire Zika, Mitayibam, Mitnisuan, Harishoinim. She could do all of that if there was only one Yovam. I agree with that, says Ravasi. Here we have multiple Yovam. There are at least two or three or more. In such a case, she wants menace against one as opposed to the others. Ein miun lechatzi zika. There's no such thing as being menace against part of Zika. You can be menace against the whole Zika, you can be menace against no Zika, but you can't be menace to a chatzi Zika. To go and say, you ya and you nish, nishtu asasach. So therefore the miun falls away. Since the miun falls away, says Ravasi, she's muteris to go and marry anybody, even muteris afilullah, even to this fellow himself. But again, only because there are multiple yavam. If there would be one yavam, then Ravasi would hold, no, no, the miun is good, and it severed the entire relationship. There's no zika, no chalitza required. She goes away, we're done. Ki also Ravin Omer Rabbi Yochanan. When Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael, he reported the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Miana bazeh muteres li ach. When we're menes against one, we're muter against the ach. Now, what does that mean, against the ach? The Gemara in the Havamina assumes muteres li ach even includes him, and therefore it's just like Ravasi said, Miana bazeh muteres afulai, even to he himself. We're going to change that in the Maskar, but at least in the Havamina, muteres li ach means everybody, even to the person against whom she's the man. However, the other Chachamim disagreed. Who are the other Chachamim that disagreed with Rabbi Yochanan Pesach? Miana bezeh muteres li ach. Zoktimar, Omer Abaye, Rav is the one that disagreed. Now Rav is the most obvious, because if we go back to Rav, Rav is right next to the Toisis Tre Kitri of Dubai. You see in the next line, Omer Rav, Miana bezeh asur lezeh. If you mind against one, she remains osur to everybody else. What did Rabbi Yochanan said? Miana bezeh muteres la'achim. Obviously, that doesn't stand like Rav. Rav Omar, who else doesn't it go in accordance with? It doesn't go in accordance with Reb Oishia. Now, why doesn't it go in accordance with Reb Oishia? Because according to Reb Oishia, you don't even have the concept of being a menace against a Zika. You can menace against a Maimer. And here we have Reb Yochanan saying, "Miana b'zemuteres la'achet." It's muter to everybody. So it doesn't stimulate Reb Oishia. The Ami the others say it doesn't even stimulate Rav Asi. Now, why doesn't it stimulate Rav Asi? Rav Asi was the one that said, "Miana b'zemuteres afilu loy." So says Rashi, according to the Maskonas Gemara, the Gemara is according to this Amrila, Rabbi Yochanan was only talking about the other Achim and not the original person. Remember, Rabbi Yochanan Ravasi said Miyam Zemteres Afeloy across the board, mutter to everybody, not only to the other brother, but even to that original one. Why? Because Chad Yavam, Shnei Yavam, like we spoke about before. When we started with Rabbi Yochanan, we assumed that when he said Miyana Bezemeteres Achim, we assumed that means and him included, Afilulor. And then that would be exactly like Rav Asi. According to this Amri law, no, no, Rabbi Yochanan Taka holds Muteris only to the other Achim and not to this Ach, which would be like Shmuel said early on, Shmuel Amin, Miyana Bezem, Muteris Lazen. So this one Taka, Muteris to the other Achim, but not to he himself. So for me, why Machloik is what the Loi Hoidu Loi is.
Thank you.
Okay, from here until the Mishnah is quite straightforward, and now focusing on the next Machlokes. We had a Machlokes in the Mishnah, the fun of, or even Shaloi Bafan, Shami Yom Bafan of, Tanya Omelu and the Beis Hill, the Beis Shammai. Beis Hill said to Beis Shammai. Remember, Beis Shammai says it's got to be Miyun Bafan. He said, don't you remember the famous story of Pishon? Who was Pishon? He was the Gamel. Gamel means a camel driver. Miyana Ishtoi Shaloi Bafan of. That was a famous story, it was in all the papers. He was the wife who was Me'enis against him, even Shaloi Bafanav. He was traveling in the desert for the next 30 days on his camel, and his Isha was that back here, said, oh, Baruch Hashem, I'm relieved of him for the next 30 days. I want to be relieved from him for the next 300 years. I'm Me'enis. And remember, it worked. They went and gave him back a proper Midah Kenegan Midah. Was might Mida Kefusha. Rashi says Mida Kefuya. It's a Rashi about the middle way of the wide lines of the Gemara. You see Rashi Mida Kefusha Modad. The Mida Kefuya Modad, Loshen Oinoa, Kimoided Beshuli Hamida, Vechaveir and Matos Mitzvisefta, Kederishim Suna, Oisa Kefuya, Loshen Hachvisheni, Be'efer, Shein Mafsin, Nechse Muluk Shalah. We're talking about that this Pishon was a scoundrel, and he was taking all of her property and squandering it and wasting it. He probably twice going to Las Vegas or whatever, and therefore it was terrible. And therefore, since he was acting with such a strong hand and wasting all of her assets, so they really decided, here we're going to go and make an exception to the rule. She cannot stay any longer with this Pishon. We got to stop the marriage in its tracks right now. And they allowed to do Memenes Shloi B'Fav. So the Pshita Nesua He Vav Beishami Nesua Loi Ma'amano. I don't even understand what's going on over here. According to Beis Shammai, as we said already earlier on the Amud Aleph, the whole din of Peiros is only by Nechse Malug. Nechse Malug is only after Nisuin. Only after Nisuin, according to Beis Shammai, you can't even do Nisuin. Once you do Nisuin, then Miun doesn't help post Nisuin, right? How did Beis Shammai start off our Mishnah? Eimamayin el arusoi. So here you're talking about Nisuin. And you're telling me that he, Pishon, is wasting all of her assets. It means that it was Nisuin. So it's a Nisuin. Vam Beis Shammai Nisuin lemana. If you want to trade Kitri of Dubai, the Chacham got so angry about the way Pishon was acting. Rashi says Shnei Kitri means Shnei Ksharim Osu Olav L'Rasai. They went and just bound themselves together and they decided to make a double whammy, where according to Beis Shammai, this would never work. According to Beis Shammai, number one, she's in a sewer, you can't do mir. And number two, it has to be Bifanov. But because he was such a terrible guy, they threw the books at him, even though she was already in the sewer. And even though it was Shloi Bifanov, they said, in this exceptional case, we're going to allow this mir, even by the sewer, even Shloi Bifanov. Therefore, says Beis Shammai, it's like a Hoyru Ashur, don't bring me a raya for Kol HaTreir HaKula. Under normal circumstances, we would never allow for either one of these two.
Under what authority could they do that? I mean, they're married. they're fully married.
It's all the Rabbanim. She's still a Ketana. Rabbanim said, no, even though the original Rabbanim said, Nian is by Rusais, we're going to extend it in this exceptional case, even by this one. Beishami Om Bifnei Bezin Shloi Bifnei Bezin. And Beisil said, Bein Bifnei Bezin Shloi Bifnei Bezin. Sounds like from Beisil you don't need a Bezin at all. And in fact, we're going to have two Lishoinois. The first version is Tanan Hosu, we learned in the Mishnah. We've already quoted this Mishnah back on Daf Kuf Aleph about a week ago. Hachalitza v'hamiyunin bishloisha. For me, you need three. Man Tana, who's the one that holds you need three? Omer Rabba, Bishamai. So Bishamai, because according to Beis Hill, you don't need three, you don't need a Bezdin. Gorish. Abai Omer, no, not fill the Beis Hill. It can go according to Beis Hill as well. Ad Kamer Gamer Beis Hill, a little bit in a Mumchen. When he says, Bifnei Bezin, Shloi Bifnei Bezin means an organized, recognized, official Bezin, and an unofficial Bezin. So you don't need an official Bezin, three great chief rabbis, even three modest rabbis, even hejoites. Absolutely, but you certainly need three. It's kind of like the one that writes, Shami Omen Bifnei Bezin, they still Omen Bifnei Bezin, Shloi Bifnei Bezin, just like our Mishnah. But look how the Brisa continues. The Eilu Ve'elamoid, but even Be'isil agrees, it's our Shloisha, you do need three. But didn't Beis Hill just say you don't need a Bezin? You don't need an official Bezin of Dayanim, of Mumchim, even a Yoitzis is also good. Whatever you need, three. So we have a machloikis, how we understand Pshat in the Mishnah, when Beis Hill says, Shloi Bifnei Bezin, doesn't mean you don't need three at all, or doesn't mean you need three, but three had Yoitzis is enough. The Beis of Yehuda, Reb Lozer, Reb Shimon, Machshir and Bishnaim, they say you don't need three. Two Eidim is sufficient. That's when you mean Omer Rav, 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 you only need two.
Two of Torah's Eidus, you say.
Torah's Eidus, right. You don't need to, because it's a Rabban. Rabban didn't require a Bezin, just eight. Beishami Amim Timaim. And look at the very end of the Mishnah, we said that if she had gotten married, she wanted, she'd already been Mion once. According to Beisot, she could build Mion four or five times with four or five husbands. So Beishami Chas, Shalim, Yisrael Hefka. Amim Enes, make one Mion. Amim Tenes, she has to wait until Talitha becomes a Gdoyla. Mitzamayin, and then she should do another Mion. But Tinasi, and then she can get married. And we already asked in the Mishnah, Rashi already asked, well, when do you want to have to do a new Mion after she already became a Gdolah? She already did one Mion. Why do you have to do twice? It's not that she has to do a new mion. She just confirms and certifies that mion that I did previously. I didn't change my mind. Because after all, the mion itself is a change of mind. Originally, she agreed to go and get married to this fellow. And then one day she said, no, I'm menace. What? Maybe the next day she's going to say, I withdraw my mion. So Yomar wants to make sure that this is a permanent, irrevocable mion. Wait until she tagdil, and she's going to be mekayim with mion. Yeah, yeah. I didn't change my mind. I'm not interested in him. Get out of here. And that's the pshat in the mishnah. Not that she has to be mine. A second time, she just confirms her original mion. Ula Amar Ula explains the mishnah a little bit differently. Tartik tani. It's really they are merging two separate ideas in one sentence. And what do we say? Oish tamayin betagdil v'tiaris. Or she was already Memenis once. Now she'll become a Gdorla with the artist, and then she can go and remarry Baruch Hashem somebody else, whoever she wants to marry. Oi, or on the other hand, Shetim Mo'ein, she can be Memenis now, but Tinosi Li Alter, and she can go and get married already right now. So Timora, Bishloim Ula, according to Ula Hayin Dutani, Ad Shetagdu Tinosi. So you understand why it says in the Mishnah, Ad Shetagdu, she's got to wait. El Shmuel, Ad Shetagdu, Vitoimar Mi Boyolei. After all, according to Shmuel, she doesn't have to do anything new. All she has to do is reconfirm her original mion. Oh, that reconfirmation is just a statement. So why does it say in the Mishnah, we'll stop over here, Rabbi Yisai, to be continued in Metric tomorrow with a brand new Mishnah.
Yeah, there's a little bit of a parallel with...